DDP Yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP Yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Well, the music really faded there, but it is 9 o'clock, actually 9:01, according to the clock in my bunker. This is Sparky, and I have Robert with me. Stacy has the night off because she's going to see a fine band play some fine tunes with Chicago. So what's up, Robert?
That's always a loaded question, man. I never really know how to answer it because there's always so many things going on.
There's a ton of stuff going on. And by the way, guys, you're on DDP Radio with us, so thanks for coming along with the ride. Dallas is actually going to join us in a couple minutes, but until then, you got us going on. So, as always, if you want to pop into the chat room, it's ddpradio.com. There's a lot of talk going on in there. If you got any questions, pop them into me, and I'll try to get them. Since I'm doing a little bit of double duty with announcing and chat with Stacy not here, give me a couple minutes. I'm sure I'll get to it. Or if you want to give us a call and ask a question, it's probably the best thing to do. Just dial up at 347-994-1216. Okay, I think that was slow enough. What do you think?
While you were doing that, I was actually thinking we should get you a metronome so you can do it that way.
That way I can just hit on every single beat.
Yes, and we've got Dallas with us here now.
Hey, Spark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, bro.
So do we have Ben on?
Yes, we do.
Okay, cool.
How you doing, DDP?
Hey, Benny, how are you, man? One of the reasons, guys, I've got like a 4 o'clock. I got to get up at 4 in the morning because I got to get to New York because I'm doing a bunch of PR up there. If you're in New York area, I'm going to be at the event. I believe it's in Brooklyn. If you just Google the event in New York City, I was just with Scotty. We just did a workout a little while ago. Hall, I know Scott Hall's going to be there. Kevin Nash is going to be there. Jericho's going to be there. Mick Foley's going to be there. I even heard Hulk's coming in. So it's going to be quite an event up there in New York, boy, because it was already packed and they just added Hulk. So I know that's going to cost them a lot of money bringing the Hulkster. That would be a
Hey, did Dallas just cut out? Hey, bro, I think you cut out if you can still hear us.
Okay.
Hey, you're skipping out bad.
Great. You guys talk, I'll come right back.
Okay. All
right, bro.
All right, I'm glad that wasn't just me. I was thinking, oh, no, I can't hear what they're saying.
Yeah, there's always
that's a beautiful radio.
Yeah. Well, when that happens, there's always a second when I'm not quite sure if it's just me or not.
Yeah, you got to wait see if it's a connection or not. But for everybody else who's listening, as we mentioned last week, the special guest host this week is Ben Miller, and that's who Dallas was giving a shout-out to, and I think he might be back.
Not yet.
Or not.
Wait, well, I'll bring Benny on, Sparky.
There you go.
Okay, you're on.
Am I in?
You're in, brother.
This is weird. The phone's really being funky. All right, so the bottom line is I'll be at the event this weekend and then somewhere in Connecticut after that. I'm not sure what the name of the show is, but if you just check at RealDDP or at DDP Yoga on Twitter, I'll have it up there as I found out the exact location where I'm going to be at some show up there. I'm sure someone's going to hit with a diamond cutter somewhere. Been too long since I did that. But the main reason I wanted to come on tonight before I crashed out, first of all, Sparky and Robert, you guys have been.
Well, it had to cut right before we were going to get a compliment, at least.
I know. And he just dropped altogether, man.
You don't know if he was going to say, you've been terrible, and I'm upset and disappointed. And I'm sure he wasn't.
It was a compliment. It was definitely a compliment, Ben.
Oh, no, I think you would have heard ahead of time if it was something else.
Yeah.
Honestly, I never want to feel the wrath of when Dallas goes old school DDP on somebody's ass. And I don't want it to be my ass ever.
Oh, yeah. Can't say I blame
you.
Hey,
we got you back, brother.
All right. I went to the other phone. This one's normally the one that screws up. How's it sounding now?
Well, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, oh, I really can't hear you again. Then I wanted to ribbon. Okay, so the main reason I wanted to come on today, because, Benny, first of all, your travel, we got Ben Miller on here, and he started something a few years ago. Ben, why don't you give us the cliff notes when you started. When did you first start the Donate Your Weight?
I started it in 2008. My wife and I were just kind of starting our family. We had just gotten married the year before, and I had a lot of weight to lose. I was 460 pounds, and I kept gaining and losing the same weight over and over. So I wanted to come up with something different, and my wife suggested, buying 5-pound bags of flour every time I lost 5 pounds, and so I could feel, how much weight I lost. And the idea kind of evolved into buying more than flour, buying food, and then, what do we do with the food? We donate it to the food bank, and it kind of ballooned from there, and it went really, really overnight. It exploded. I had contacted a friend at NBC down in Philadelphia because I thought, maybe people would be interested in the story and donate to their food bank. And within 2 days, the story had been spread on NBC affiliates all over the country, and I ended up talking to all these different people. I did a bunch of morning shows, and it was this idea of pairing weight loss with raising food and money donations for food banks that people just really liked. The problem for me is I had one fatal flaw in the beginning, and that is I based everything that happened on my own weight loss. In other words, instead of having people lose weight with me and donate their own weight, I had them sponsor me. So for every pound of weight I lost, it was something like $47, and maybe 120 pounds of food were being donated. And
right.
That's a lot of pressure, especially when you have a bad week. And
it
blew me apart. I fell down, and it was rough because it happened right after I was on the Rachel Ray show, and I had a little something going with the people on The Biggest Loser. I proposed something with them to kind of tie in, since NBC was the one that originally promoted this, and there's a company, I can't think of the production company, that makes The Biggest Loser, 8 Ball Productions, I think. But we were going to do something with that as well and really make it big. And then I started gaining weight back. So they took it their own way, and they renamed it, Pound for Pound Challenge or something like that. And they took the concept to a whole nother level without me, which is fine. I'm actually cool with it because it helped a lot of people. But at the same time, I'm sitting back, and I remember we talked about this back in January, DDP. I'm sitting back, and I'm gaining the weight back and feeling terrible. And, that was 5 years ago in 2008. January of this year, I was just broken. I thought I was all out of second chances, and I thought I was done. And I had watched a lot of gyms and other places take that idea and run with it, and I had watched a lot of people pair that weight loss and raising money for food banks. And the idea went really well, and a lot of people used it with great success, but it drove me crazy that I couldn't. That, I mean, I came up with the idea, and it's worked for everybody else but me, you know? And at the same time, it also frustrated me that I wasn't helping people locally. Then I met DDP. Well, sort of. Over the phone, met him.
And the bottom line is that when you put a lot of pressure and stuff like that, you know, it does branch out, especially when you have all that attention on you. And I think people when it comes to emotional eating and training, are you here? Okay, Robert? I'm getting some feedback.
You just started to break up just a little bit.
Gotta hate this phone. All right, how about that? Any better?
Yeah,
I can hear you. I said, any better, Robert?
Yeah, that's better.
I can hear you.
The bottom line is that, you started this journey and you worked your way back into it. Where are you at right now since you started?
Well, at the beginning of the year, I'd gained all the weight back, and I didn't think I could do it. I thought it was over, and you convinced me to do it. You said, go forward. Your story's not over. And actually, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it at the beginning, but I thought, I'll try it one last time. And here we are 10 months later, and I've lost 112 pounds and, God, I want to say 57 inches off my chest, my waist, my hips, and one leg. I can look at that right as I'm talking to you. I want to say it's 57. And, 57 inches.
And that's one of the reasons why I tell people, you got to take those measurements as well as do your weight thing, because as you get, as you start to lose that weight, you build muscle, because if you're doing DDP yoga, you have to build muscle. You don't have a choice. And muscle weighs much more than fat. So that's why inches are pivotal. I just was with my buddy Garrett, out in Los Angeles, and we were hanging out, and he's at 107 pounds. But he hit those 2.5 months where he wasn't losing anything, and it was driving, I was working at him. I just said, dude, just keep moving forward. Eventually you're going to break through that, and then you're going to go to that next level, wherever that's at. And then finally he busted through. But again, the measurements were pivotal to him, and his conditioning, seeing what he could do besides DDP yoga, going on hikes, the Sea Org, what could you do? And when he broke that 100-pound mark, he actually, did a 10-mile hike uphill, five up and five back, or 5.4 up and like 4.7 down, or whatever the deal is because of the slope.
Awesome.
But, it's that next step, like what makes you feel. Some people run a 5K or whatever it is, a marathon, whatever they do. Stacy walked a half a marathon, but the first leg of it, she did 20 miles instead of 13.1, just because she felt good. So whatever makes you feel like that next point of getting stronger, but you've still been able to donate the weight, and what is exactly the website that you use? As a matter of fact, let me ask, before we get to that, it's because we started talking, and I'm monsterly big around the holidays time, even more than ever when it comes to just focus on helping people and families and whatever. But we started talking about it. This might be a great time for, over the holidays, for Team DDP Yoga to come together and make that challenge out there to donate your weight to. Then it gives you something else to, you get that 5 pounds in that week or that 10 pounds in that month. You can go down there and bring some food down to the homeless shelter. That's a powerful feeling. You really feel like you're doing something, but there's no pressure on you. Like Benny put all the pressure on himself. Well, we just want to put it out there if you want to be involved in it. And so, Ben, what was you came up with? I saw the video. I thought that was awesome. You do a lot of great video work there. But how do you see this opening up, my friend?
Well, what I thought after we were talking, and first off, thank you very much for putting that out there about the offer. It's true. In a regular conversation, DDP has been helping me over the last 10 months, just kind of coaching me along the way, and There have been times that I've gotten frustrated and, not cheated on the diet or anything like that, but just gotten frustrated with myself or with, like you mentioned before, progress. And DDP's been there every step of the way. But in this last conversation, he said, you know, why don't we take what you're doing to the whole team? And I think that was such an awesome idea because we have the potential to help so many people. The website is www.iamdonatemyweight.com. And on the website, we came up with the DDP Donate My Weight Challenge. And there's basically the challenge is real simple. It's not pressure. It's just a challenge to get involved in your own local community by helping your food bank through one of two ways, either making an outright donation to the food bank of food or donating your own weight like I'm doing. And I'd love to see a lot of Team DDP Yoga members do that. It's 1 pound of food for every pound of weight you lose. Some people will want to do for all the weight they've already lost a pound of food. Some people might want to do it just during the holiday season. But it's a great thing, and DDP mentioned it before, to be able to walk through that door of the food bank and hand over 10 pounds of food or 20 pounds of food. And I think this last time I donated, something like 50-some pounds of food. And just the feeling of being able to do that, it's an amazing thing. Because, you know, I say this all the time, and it's something I came up with back in 2008 when it was off the cuff. A reporter said, what is this all about to you? And I said, to me, it's all about turning lemons into lemonade and finding opportunity inside one of the biggest struggles of our lives. And that's really what it is, and it's an opportunity to help somebody else. And especially at this time of year when so many people aren't going to enjoy the happy holidays that we will, or the great meals at Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate, you know, or even just basic meals. There are, and looking at the numbers now, 17 million children that are affected by hunger in the United States alone. And the numbers worldwide are staggering. So it's an opportunity to help all these people with the food that you're donating. And at the same time, it's a great way to keep yourself accountable during these holidays when we do have a Thanksgiving meal and other things. Because I firmly believe that as long as you set limits for yourself, like for me on Thanksgiving, I'm going to be doing something a little different with my diet, and I'll let myself enjoy Thanksgiving meal. But there's got to be limits, and it's got to be just that day. And the next day, I'll be right back to the salads and the grilled chicken breasts, or, you know, I eat a lot of couscous, stuff like that. But during this holiday season, it's really easy to slip off your eating plan. And once you fall down, I think anybody who's done the dieting thing knows that chronic diet syndrome, you know, I'll start again tomorrow. Today's already shot. And then one day turns into two, and 2 days turns into three, and then it's a week. And then what do, you know? So this is a great way of helping other people, but also keeping yourself accountable. You're tempted to eat that chocolate bar the day after Thanksgiving, go for some leftovers instead of a big salad. You think, wait a minute, you know what? I got some people dependent on me. I got to lose some weight to donate as much as I can to that food bank. And the other thing is it's your local food bank. It's so simple in that people who participate in this, for every pound of weight they lose, they take a pound of food to their local food bank. So there's no middleman. There's no organization, administrative cost, nothing. 100% of everything donated goes directly to hungry people. And hungry people in your own community. Not my food bank, but your food bank. It kind of all comes together.
I think that's a powerful part, too. So anybody out there who's listening, or if you want to share this with a friend, or just another way, because it's all about it. I mean, I live at the Accountability Crib, and it was named that by Christina Ann, who's one of our Team DDP Yoga members. When I first moved in this house, I knew I was moving Jake in, never thought I was going to move Scott Hall in, too. But that's what happened. And that those two guys got straight. Two of the guys who have the most documented, you know, dissensions in from the height of being two stars, you know, turn around and it looked like, you know, they just were never going to kick out. But they did in the same year, in the same house, doing the same program. And this isn't a, you know, rehab center. It was just giving them a positive environment. You know, Scott was just here today, so was Jake, and, you know, they don't live here anymore. They both moved out, you know, within the under the year, got their own places, and are living really productive, healthy lives. They've got their, you know, they've got their relationships back with their families, you know, because that's what Jake is so blown away. And Scott, you know, he couldn't be any happier. He got his relationship back with his kids, you know, so, you know.
I love to see that. I love to see him with his son at the, you see the wrestling matches on YouTube, the son wearing his old gear, and that's awesome.
Yeah,
you did it.
Cool.
They were your friends, right? I mean, that's why you did it. Friends, right?
Right. Yeah, and it just turned into something so much bigger, you know, and real lives back. So, you know, this year, you know, DDP Yoga is going to be giving a bunch of turkeys to our, you know, our local food bank here in Smyrna, Georgia.
Awesome.
And you know, working that way, you know, for both ends of the holidays. So, you know, I'm throwing that challenge out to you out there. You know, this isn't anything that's mandatory. It's something that makes fun. You know, have fun and feel good about yourself while you're losing the weight. You know, because that's what you really want anyway, or you wouldn't be doing it. DDP Yoga isn't about weight loss. It's just a really awesome side effect. But for the people who are lose that weight, it is. That's what it is about. You know, and getting their numbers back in line, whether it's their triglycerides or their, you know, their blood pressure or their diabetes. My buddy Garrett, who I was with, his doctor told him after his last checkup, I couldn't believe the kind of shape he was in, he told him that you are so close to turning back your diabetes.
Now, oh, wow.
That's huge. So, and that was the doctor who came to him. And his doctor gave up on him because he'd done it since he was a kid. And he's about 35 years old. And, you know, to hear those kind of things, that's the stuff that blows me away, you know, when I hear that. So I'm challenging out there. If you want to evolve, to make yourself more accountable, come in with me and Benny and just make this a part. If it's just for the holidays, that's the main time I want to do it. But if you want to keep going with it, keep going with it. You know, it's a great cause. You know, Ben's going to be the guy taking to putting the you know, the super motivation to it. So where can the people reach you if they want to talk to you too, Benny? Where can they catch you?
They can come, they can email me anytime right at, it's donatemyweight.ben@gmail.com. And I return every message, and there's quite a few people through Team DDP Yoga and outside of Team DDP Yoga that I talk to every day. And you can come again to that website at iamdonatemyweight.com. There's a way to leave messages through the website. It's I'm very much out there. For members of Team DDP Yoga, you can reach me through the team website. And I'm in the chat room every couple nights. I haven't been in there as much lately. Things have gotten a little crazy around here. And I realize I'm talking to, you know, the king of Bada Bing, DDP, who's all over the world. I mean, you're flying everywhere all the time. So, I mean, for me, getting crazy is like probably an easy, relaxing night for you. But I have to get into the room more. And over the holiday season, I'm going to be much more involved in the chat room. But I'm very easy to find as far as the emailing and contact. And I'll return everybody's message.
Awesome.
That's
Robert,
part of the team, you know. I was going to say, Arthur does the same.
Bro.
And Arthur, he helped me in the beginning. I'd like to help anybody I can.
Now, Robert, tomorrow, did you see the video that Benny put together?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Robert, make sure Robert gets that email from you for the video, and
okay.
Just wait, put it up on the front page and put a little write up about it, Ben. When you send it to Robert, and he'll post that up there so you guys can see. Like I say, if you want to get involved, get involved. You're already doing something. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you're looking for that extra added motivation, again, I'm challenging you to step up there and help someone while you're helping yourself. And I don't think there's anything greater than that. Now I'm going to turn this over to Robert Sparky. Thank you so much, guys, because I got to crash out. I got a 4 o'clock wake-up call.
Yeah, I get some sleep, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
yes, thank you very much, DDP. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and do this with me here.
You're welcome, brother. Have a great night.
You too,
bro. Right. Take care.
Later, Dallas. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What did he say? Robert Dallas was in town for like less than 40 hours late. He was less than 2 days.
Yeah, 37 hours, I think, is what he said.
Jeez.
Yeah, you should see. I mean, go to ddpyoga.com and click on appearances and look at the schedule for right now. I mean, literally, he's got four appearances on one day. I think all four of them are TV appearances.
Yeah, I remember seeing something loaded up last week.
Hmm?
I remember seeing something loaded up last week. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, his list just, it's like unending.
Yeah.
Yikes. What do you say? You have to get up at 4 in the morning and then fly up to New York. And that's, you know, I talked to him about a week or two ago, and he said, make sure to call me on Tuesday between, what is it, like 1 and 3 or something like that. I said, okay, you know, it seemed a little, there was such a specific time. He said, oh, I'll just be getting in. I think he was in L.A. or something. I'll be getting in from there, but I got to get ready for a trip out here and do an appearance here. And, man, that's what I was saying. Like, for me, a stressed out, busy night is probably relaxing for him.
Yeah.
Well, Dallas bounces around so much. And you know, for me, you know, with how much energy he has, I don't think there's, like, an off button, you know, and the only time it hits that is when he goes to sleep.
Oh, I believe it. He's been wonderful to me, and I don't think people realize how good he is to individuals like me. I mean, I'm not Scott Hall. You know, I'm not a wrestling legend, and I'm not Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm just a guy, you know, and he reached out to me in January, and I'll never forget that phone call. Yo, you know who this is? That's exactly how it started, and I had no idea. I said, no, it's DDP. What's up, bro? And that's how it started. And, you know, like I said earlier when he was on, I didn't believe in myself in January. I didn't think I could do it. And he pushed me. He said, yeah, you can. I said, I really don't think I can do this. I just don't. I mean, I have some other medical issues. I'm a disabled veteran, and part of my disabilities are I have panic disorder with agoraphobia and PTSD, which makes it really difficult for me to go out. I can't go to the gym. I don't take walks even around, you know, my neighborhood on bad days. And I don't normally talk about this, but what the heck, you know. Yesterday was election day, and our election, our poll place is in our neighborhood. It's actually just down the street and around the corner. And my wife had to drive me. I couldn't go there without – it's just – it gets really hard, and that's, for me, one of the greatest things about the whole DDP yoga program, that I can do it from my house. And on bad days, I can do it from up here in my bedroom. We have a yoga mat upstairs and downstairs, and I'm grateful. He's been there every step of the way through phone calls, and I'm more than a few of those phone calls. You know, he's been in the car. It's kind of funny because you can hear him cursing at people as he's driving. You know, they'll let one fly, and I'll say, oh, what's that? I'm sorry. He's, no, not you, Benny.
It's not you, brother. That's great that you get out of the house and stuff. I didn't know that. Man, thanks for sharing. Cause that's, I know a lot of people suffer from that. And, you know, it actually, it's nowhere near to touch on that, but just sort of relational, like social anxiety and stuff that people have. I know I experienced it, and I used to have a lot of it when I was younger and stuff, just even knowing how that impacted me, I couldn't imagine the impact that you have with those three conditions sort of just lining themselves up on you.
It's tough. Between that, I mean, the military has been good to me, and I have to be grateful to that. Between the physical issues and those three that I just mentioned, I'm rated 100% disabled by the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I get great medical care by the VA, and I see, you know, the VA is what it is. There's so many vets, especially now after Iraq and Afghanistan, so don't have the ability to get in as often as I would like. So I also spend, you know, like $300 to $400 a month on private doctors and stuff. But, you know, I have two small children, and I have two older stepchildren, and I have a wife that I love, and I'm going to be around as long as possible. And now, with, you know, with these changes in my body, even longer than that, I'm telling you, I came into this year just, I was in a bad place. I was in a really bad place. And I look at the pictures, and it blows me away. I can't believe how how it's gone, how far it's come. And
that's
I didn't think it would happen. We were still in March. I think the first month I lost 25 pounds. And DDP's going, "You still don't believe yet, Benny?" And I said, "No, I don't. I don't." Like, I was waiting. I don't know. Like, I thought it sounds sort of hard to explain, but I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know what I mean? Like, this can't be real. But it is.
That's one of the testaments of DDP yoga, I think, because a lot of people come into it. You may have never worked out. You may have worked out before and know what kind of work it took you to get in shape before. Or, you know, and you just come here and you think, okay, you know, is this going to last more than 30, 60, or 90 days? And then you talk to people who have been here for years, and what they learn about it is that, one, the workouts, I'll say the workouts are easy, and if you've done them, you know what I mean, because they're fun, you get them, and you really get into them, but you actually see results. But it teaches you all about standing up. If you fall down seven times, get up eight.
Absolutely. And the workouts, I think people are a little surprised when they hear about the workouts that I do, because especially when I go on the boards, I'll hear, you know, I think the newer people to DDP yoga are real anxious to get to the intermediate and the expert stuff. And for me, I have done each of the ones that I have, but I would rather go back to the rigid, like energy for one of my favorite ones, because I think energy can be one of the most powerful workouts, believe it or not, of all of them. It all depends on how much you engage that, you know, the dynamic resistance and how hard you push. And Red Hot Core is another one of my favorites. People laugh at that because a lot of people hate it. I love it. I don't know. I guess I'm just odd in that. But
I actually love this workout. I love Red Hot Core, and I love energy. Actually, energy and fat burner were pretty much the only two workouts I did for the first 30 days. I kind of made up my own with those two, and honestly, right now we do this 4:30 a.m. workout. We got quite a crew going with it. So shout out to Roger, Nolan Bobbitt, Jake and Jess Christen, and Travis out there, we're all really trying to hold each other accountable. And we do some of the challenging workouts, especially if Jake and Travis are calling them. But honestly, I could get up and do fat burner and energy every other day, and I think I'd still get really good results.
There really are. I mean, it's what you put into it.
It is. It is absolutely what you put in. That's the beauty of dynamic resistance and the moves. I mean, it's fun to do them. It's fun to do them with DDP, even if he's on the video. Actually, it's kind of scary because if you've only done them on the video, you're kind of afraid at what might happen in person. But he's really
I would be terrified.
I tell you, and people don't believe it, but I think the person who not being terrified of, but he gives one of the most challenging workouts is Arthur. Man, that guy can kick your ass in a workout. He knows how to do DDP yoga. It's crazy. He's put me through the ringer twice, and I've loved it each time. But I want to get to people, since we're about half past. If you want to call, we got Ben Miller at IamDonateMyWeight.com on the line right now. If you got a question for him, give us a call, 347-994-1216 on DDP Radio. Or jump in the chat room at ddpradio.com, and we'll get your questions in the chat. I know I already got three questions lined up for you from the chat, Ben. And but before we get to those, I was looking at your challenge for the holiday stuff, and I thought it was pretty cool because you do have this Facebook page. You have your holiday challenge page on IamDonateMyWeight.com specifically for DDP yoga, and if people call in here, I see this little list of names at the bottom. Are you going to post everybody's names who's writing and saying that they're going to do this?
Absolutely. Everybody who agrees to do it and to get involved, I'm going to put their name up on the website. And as they donate, I'm going to put that up there as well. And I'm hoping to get a lot of people. And what I'd love to do is, you know, kind of get it up there with the top donations and get a little competition going and add a little fun to it, you know. And it's a great thing in that everybody wins. And sometimes people ask me, as far as making the donations, is it expensive? And I can appreciate that, especially at this time of year. I have four kids, you know, with Christmas and everything else. So it's, I get that with two young ones. I swear to you, every toy for a young kid is, like, ridiculous. But it doesn't have to be expensive. We can get a bag of flour, a 5 or 10 pound bag of rice for a couple bucks.
Yeah.
I get pasta for, I think, 70 cents for a pound of pasta. That was one of my last donations. The food bank, they asked for pasta and pasta sauce. So we took in, oh, geez, I want to say like 25 things of each. Like, wow, you know? But it's great. I take it to our local one here in town. And it's so gratifying to know it's going to go right into the hands of someone who will be able to use it.
It's definitely really cool. I remember doing a lot of volunteer work I was in the service fraternity in college for Alpha Phi Omega, and we did a lot of stuff with the local food pantry, and, there were some study classes that we did with some underprivileged kids and stuff, and just to light up a kid's face with giving them some food or spending time with them and stuff, it does more than the money that you're ever going to spend on them to improve somebody's life like that. Give them a nourishing meal or, you know, give them some kind words and some love. But
I did the same thing. I was Kappa Delta Rho in college, and we did the same thing. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. At the heart of DDP, it's yoga and what DDP does. It's about sort of paying it forward. That's the other thing. I think that's what gives this a lot of legs and makes it last, is because this isn't just a workout. It's not just about your body. It's about your heart too. You know, how much you want to give to somebody else. It's not about you. It's about giving to somebody else.
I think that starts right from the top too. DDP, he's an amazing guy, and I don't say that. I think people sometimes might wonder, you know, do I get things for free from him or anything like that? No, I bought my DDP yoga just like everybody else, and anything I get, you know, the my heart monitors and stuff, I'd buy those. I don't get anything free. I just think the world of him. And he does call. We talk regularly, but it's become more of a, how are things going? Have you tried this? Have you tried that? And how's this going? And I've had recently some medical issues that sort of came out of nowhere. I fell in the most ridiculous thing. I fell in my backyard like a little kid. I stepped in a rabbit hole. But long story short on that is I have 6 bulged discs in my lumbar area and 3 herniated discs in my cervical area. So,
oh, man, bro.
That's why I said, seriously, I'm like, come on, you know, all at once. But it's all right. And I said to him, I'm like, does this mean I have to stop? I was worried at first. And one of my doctors told me, like, hold on, don't do anything for a couple of days. Ice it all. And after we got the MRI results, and DDP reminded me, he said, bro, I wasn't even, that's how it all started, you know. You guys know the story, but he was told he was never going to be able to wrestle again and came up with this program, and turned out that the weight loss sort of was just a side effect he didn't anticipate. But he reminded me all that, and he reminded me of guys like Edge who had to quit wrestling. If he fell the wrong way or does for the rest of his life, he could lose his life. And you had, you know, got other guys with broken necks, Jericho, all the abuse he put on his body, and he looks amazing, incidentally, I got to tell you.
Jericho, he does look amazing. For everything that he's done and what it's helped, it actually helped him. We have him get him back into wrestling. And, oh, man, have you seen his But I'm Chris Jericho videos that he's been producing?
Yes, I have. He's something else.
he's an uber-talented dude, man. Between that, the wrestling, and Fozzy, I don't know if anybody likes metal, but he's got a great metal band out there. Robert, you listen to him, right? Robert! Okay, maybe we lost Robert.
Put him to sleep. Oh, no.
No. Hey, sorry, bro. I was out for a second. Just had to take care of something real quick.
Yeah, that's cool. No, we were just mentioning how talented Jericho was, and I was like, and Fozzy's an awesome metal band if you haven't heard it yet. And I thought you listened to a little bit of Fozzy yet.
But yeah, definitely. I've listened to a couple of the tracks from the last album. They're really strong.
Oh, yeah,
he's an impressive guy. He really is. I mean, well, look at what DDP Yoga did. He says when he talks that DDP Yoga is the workout, the only workout he does. And I looked at, he came back into wrestling at the Royal Rumble in January, And even for people who aren't wrestling fans, you can appreciate the fact that working out in that ring and doing a match is super super aerobic exercise. I mean, they have NFL football players that come in and can barely finish a match before they're all gassed out. And Jericho did 40 minutes coming off cold, hasn't wrestled in, I think it was like a year or so in between, and he came in and did 40 minutes, and he looked unbelievable.
Well,
and
it was DDP yoga. The breathing and the stamina that the DDP yoga gives you is unbelievable. But you ready for some questions, bro? I want to get these guys lined up here. I'm going to throw in a couple from the chat room, then I'm going to tell my brother who's out there in the chat, Jersey, to give a call back. I know he was on the line and dropped there, but give us a call back, Jersey. He'd love to hear from you. So John from in the chat wanted to know if you've looked into any of the therapy dogs for vets.
I have. That's one of my disappointments from this year. I've had some good, really good days and bad days. And in January, I was approved by an organization for a therapy dog, actually. And part of the requirement was I had to go out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and have a meeting out there. And then I would have had to spend over the summer 2 weeks out there in training. And I wasn't able to do it because of my agoraphobia and the panic attacks. And it's kind of like a catch-22. I need the therapy dog to get out of the house to be able to do things, but to get the therapy dog, I needed to get out of the house and do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a bit of a frustrating thing, but the offer's still there. They're telling me that I can come at any time and I'm approved. But
you should make that a goal, bro. For along with your donate the weight challenge, man. If you bring all that home, you should go get that dog, man.
I'd love to do it. I don't know. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing to bring up because there's a belief sometimes with weight loss programs. It's such a permanent belief, I think, in people's minds, and it was for me, that losing weight is going to fix everything for you. And that's part of my failures in the past. And I think that would be true for a lot of people. You get this idea that losing weight is going to take away all the ills in your life, and then you lose some weight, or you even lose a large amount of weight, like I did. I lost 100 and some pounds, and it didn't. For me now, even now, I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. We all have our problems and struggles in life. Mine just happen to be what they are. But right now, my panic attacks are worse than they've been in, I'd say, at least a year. And again, 2 days ago, my wife had to drive me, two blocks to go vote. It was embarrassing. And, it doesn't fix everything, but...
Yeah.
I say to my wife, if I have to stay in my house for the rest of my life and I'm unable to leave and go do things, then fine. But I'm going to make that life as long as it can be so that my kids can come to the house and my grandkids can come to the house. You know, I want to be around for them. And one way or the other, I will.
That's cool, bro. That's a great goal. And, man, I'd love to see you out of the house. You'd never know from talking to you right here that you had any of that. So, I mean, I think that's a testament of, like, how well you do it and how well you try to fight it off, because you would never tell unless you shared that with us right here.
Thank you.
Which is cool. Which, if this guy calls back, I remember Jersey, when he first called, he had a little bit of social anxiety calling into the show, and now that the dude's great to talk to, he's a super cool dude, but he might have some stuff to say about that. Travis from the chat room wanted to know if you do any kind of random acts of kindness where you would take food to someone that you heard of who needs it.
Well, I do. I do a couple of different things like that. I know my wife's listening out there. We do things here and there, and then I try to just kind of do it real quietly and privately without people knowing. I think it's kind of an important aspect in life. Everything I do with Donate My Weight has become so public, and you know, I've been on all these TV shows, and Rachel Ray was especially huge, and I was on WebMD for the longest time. And, you know, aside from this, I also write. I have a book. That my first book was a bestseller. There's another book coming out next year, and I get out there, and I do all this stuff, and I like to do things kind of privately and every once in a while and just help where I can. But here in my hometown, we have people that have experienced as well some, I don't know how this, I put myself in this position, but I've kind of become the guy that in cases of fires, I organize our community together to help the people who have lost their homes. And it just sort of happened a couple of years ago. There was a house fire, and it was not far from my house. And I was still able to drive at that point. And I drove up and I saw it. And the owner of the house was an older gentleman. I mean, not that older, but a little bit older than me. And I saw him sitting on his front lawn as his entire house just burned down behind him. And it was a very powerful image that I'll never forget. Wow. And I got our community together, and we got some insane amount of money together collected for him and for his whole family. And it was a great feeling. And then the next year, there was another fire in town, and we did it again. So, yeah, I do some other things besides donate my weight, and I'm happy to be able to do. I feel like it gives me a purpose, if that makes any sense. You get stuck in your house like this, and you start bouncing off the walls. And
no, that makes a lot of sense, bro. And actually, if it gives you time to reach out to people like that and help with a good cause, I mean, it seems like you do a lot of things for people who don't have the things that a lot of us have and that a lot of people take advantage of, and I think that's awesome because those are the people who need it the most and probably appreciate it the most. And if you're ready to hit the phones, I think we have Jersey is actually back on the line.
Okay, sure.
Hello?
Jersey.
How you doing, Jersey?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good, bro.
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I don't know if you guys know, but my wife gave birth about 4 months ago.
Yep.
And honestly, I've kind of fallen off the wagon in terms of eating right and doing my workouts because whatever your wife eats, I eat, and that's a lot of junk many a time. So I ballooned up to about 215. And as of today, I've been getting back into eating right and doing workouts, and I'm down to 200.
That's great.
But I had to call him because Ben's story really motivates me and many other people, and I want to thank him for everything that he's putting out there, helping all of us.
I really appreciate that. I appreciate you taking the time to call in and tell me that.
You're very welcome.
Our world can be tough, and I think sometimes we get too wrapped up in ourselves, you know what I mean? And helping each other, and even knowing that there's other people out there going through the same things, or similar things, I should say, because nobody knows exactly how anybody else feels, but we know that there's other people out there struggling too. It kind of helps. You know, you're not alone.
Yeah. Well, I'm a firm believer in doing a lot of community service as well. I try my best to hit up homeless shelters every weekend and feed a homeless. But my thing is my battle is internal because I hear everyone's story. I push myself so hard during the workouts. I run 3 to 4 miles 5 days a week. And then, boom, I always break a foot. I always get a hairline fracture, or I seem to always hurt myself doing suicide sprints or something like that. And my issue is I push myself too much because I want to be that success story. I want to lose the weight, and I feel it holds me back more than it helps me.
Oh, the mental part of it, I think, is just like in pain. I think mental pain, by far, I've had mental and physical pain at the highest extremes, and by far mental is the worst. And I think the same with what you're talking about. I can totally appreciate that. You just I think it's our personalities too. We probably have very similar personalities in that you just want to get ahead. You want to, you can see it right in front of you, that goal, and you just want to reach out and grab it, and you can't. You just can't grab it, and it drives you nuts, right? You know, I can totally relate to that. It's our own minds, I think, are our biggest threat sometimes.
That's absolutely. I mean, what you both are talking about, Ben, in Jersey, is the truth, man. There's a point. I remember we did a show. It was probably like 2 years ago, where I called it "Rubbing is Racing," because sometimes you come out balls to the wall. You want to go so fast that you actually hit the wall. You know, and there's nothing worse than driving yourself so hard that you just drive yourself right out of the routine and then grind yourself right into the ground.
Well, that's true, and. You know, and that's the other thing. It's kind of like Jersey Story. You push yourself so hard, and then you fall down and have a bad day, and it kicks you, and it really, it just eats at you to the point you think, how could I have done this? Why? And when you're beating yourself up like that, it just opens up the door for you to do it again, to eat more, or eat, you know, to go off or deviate from the diet a little bit more, and it's a sort of a cycle. The worse you feel about yourself, the more you eat sometimes, and the more you eat, the bigger you get. The bigger you get, the worse you feel about yourself. And it goes on, especially now after just having a baby. I know what that's like. I remember after my two little ones were born, and I know it's not exactly the most relaxing time around the house.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of goes along with that? I heard this quote, and Robert and I were talking about it last week, and I can't remember if I mentioned it, but it kind of rings true for the discussion that too many of us are not living our dreams because we're too busy living our fears.
Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in for a little bit. You know, it's like when you're too worried about, you know. What happens because you work too hard and you fail or you hurt yourself or you've done this or that, you actually beat yourself down to the point where you don't think you can pick yourself back up or that or maybe you think you're not worth picking yourself back up.
And right there. Yep.
So.
I've been there. I was there. DDP picked me up, and I don't just say that because I'm on his radio show here now. It's true. My wife can attest to it. I sat here, I'm not embarrassed to admit, I was bawling on the phone with him, and I tried not to let him know, you know what I mean, but I felt I was too broken, and I felt that I deserved to be that way, because I had failed and screwed up so many times, and he showed me a different way, and I'm not going to lie, at times now I still question the things that I have and the blessings in my life, whether I deserve them, and whether I deserve everything that's going on with to losing all this weight. You know, am I working as hard as I could be working? Maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do that. But like you mentioned, if you push yourself too hard sometimes, you end up running into that wall. And I think the smartest thing is just to kind of stay at a steady pace and just try to push the bad thoughts out of my head, you know?
Absolutely. And you got to believe, and this is like, my plug when we always talk about like being down or being out or trying to get back up is some of Mark Miro's stuff, because that guy along with Dallas, those two are some of the most positive people. And Mark Miro's book, one of the things he talks about is sort of keeping your head up and knowing that the best is yet to come, that it's not already behind you. So you keep that in front of you, man. There's a lot of power to that, but I wanted to thank Jersey for his call, brother. I know we have a question from Dylan in the chat room we want to get to. We're hitting up the hour, getting ready to close it out. If there's anybody left in the queue, we'll try to get you. But Dylan Stanley had a question for you. And
I have to apologize for talking on, too, by the way. Sorry about that.
It's radio, bro. It's what we're supposed to do.
Oh, good deal.
So, but Dylan wanted to know, what dietary plan are you following? Do you use the DDP yoga phase plans, or is there something else that works for you?
That is an awesome question because it was the source of a couple of disagreements with DDP, and I actually did have some disagreements with him. But, you know, in a respectful way, I don't follow – I'm not gluten-free and I'm not dairy-free. And there's actually a good reason for that. At the beginning of the year, I tried both. And I found, especially with the gluten-free aspect of things, panic attacks were going crazy. My anxiety was going crazy. I was having real problems. And it got to the point that I had to make a decision, and I didn't want to lose the progress I had made. So I talked to him, and I said, look, let me try 2 weeks of eating healthy. I mean, putting gluten back in the diet, but, I mean, healthy. There's a difference between, you know, having gluten in your diet and eating white bread and white rice and big piles of mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? You can have things with whole grain foods, and I'm talking about good whole grain, not processed stuff that you buy at a supermarket or whatever, but I did that, and I found that I was keeping up the same progress, but I felt much better. I also learned that, and this was a big surprise to me, but some of the medicines I take for my my medical conditions actually have gluten in them. They're binders that are used in medicine. I never even knew that was the case. But I never would have been able to completely go gluten-free because it's in my medicine. And with regard to dairy, that was just a personal choice. I don't – and I know this is going to sound stupid, but I do not like the coconut milk or that soy milk that my wife bought, that silk stuff and some other things. God, I tried to like it. I really, really did. But I just – I don't. So my actual diet is I eat a lot of vegetables every day. I'm very close, I should say, with DDPs, with phase three, the third phase, with food pairing. I do that. Although, again, it's not – I try not to be super strict because, to me, I can't focus on just dieting. I have to make this a lifestyle choice. That's something that Dallas and I talked about, and he was really a great lead on that. He said, you need to do what works for you, and – for me, the lifestyle change of it is what I'm focusing on. So, like, for instance, for dinner tonight, I had a big salad, which for me is a couple of cups of romaine, hearts of romaine, and some cucumbers, onions. I don't think I had tomatoes tonight. And I only used 2 tablespoons of dressing, and people think that's impossible. That's a serving size, but it really isn't. I have those diets just about every – or those salads just about every day. And 2 tablespoons is fine. It's more than fine, actually, once you get used to it. And for dinner, I had a whole wheat pasta. We either use the whole wheat or there's some pasta my wife gets that's made out of vegetables. I don't know how that works. But it tastes good to me. And turkey meatballs. I keep with my diet – calories is my main focus. I keep under 2,000 calories a day, and then once a month, the beginning, the first day of the month, I go up to 3,000 calories just to kind of kick my metabolism up. But at the same time, there's certain foods that I've completely banned forever, not just for this diet, but forever. Things like fast food, McDonald's, Burger King, I don't ever need that again. And anything deep fat fried, anything. Potato chips, French fries, anything. I'll never eat that again. Processed cookies and cakes and stuff that you buy, you know, like Chips Ahoy, never again. I cut things like that out of my diet completely. So while I stick to the calories of under 2,000 calories a day, the calories that I eat are also productive calories. Lean meats like turkey, and I eat a lot of chicken breast and pork and like a pork loin, I should say. I don't – not the fattier pieces, but I eat things like that, and I eat about 5 to 6 cups of vegetables a day. And it's just very important. I think that's – it's got to be the building block for any diet or lifestyle choice – change, excuse me, the vegetables, because they fill you up. You feel great. But at the same time, they're just such – what they do to your body, I feel like a completely different person after 10 months of eating clean like this. I've learned to like couscous, Israeli couscous, phenomenal. And, you know, DDP turned me on to the idea of the salads with not the, what's it called, roasted vegetables in them. And, oh, my gosh, I can't think of, it's a grain that you put in there. I can't think of what it is. I can't think of it, but there's a grain in with the, it's grain, it's roasted vegetables, and then my a couple cups of romaine lettuce underneath it.
Any flax?
Quinoa. Quinoa is what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, quinoa. Quinoa is awesome, dude.
So good.
That up as, and actually, speaking of, as a preview, I know we're going to have our Christina Russell is going to be on in a couple weeks, and her and Stacey are probably going to talk it up with some great healthy alternatives for Thanksgiving dinner. So if people are going to hop in your challenge and donate food for weight they lose, if you want to lose weight through the holidays and through Thanksgiving, you know, that's some of the things, man. Eat that quinoa. You know, eat with the turkeys and stuff. There's going to be awesome stuff going on. But we're getting our hour, man. I wanted to get to a few more things just with you and then to polish up some DDP Yoga announcements. I'm looking at the challenge
here. As long as you like, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at the challenge here. That's people can get to that at where at? Again, where I'm at.
Website is iamdonatemyweight.com, and on that main page in the upper right is the link, and you'll see it. It'll say DDP Yoga and the Donate My Weight Holiday Challenge. Click here, but it's also on the left side on the menu. So if you're on any other page on my website, it's always on the left side, and you just click on it, it'll take you right to that page. And the video that I made to promote this is right in the middle. The video, I talked to ZDP a couple days ago about this video. The video is making me tear up when I watch it. There's this one, I mean, you don't often think of the children that are involved, and I tried to include them in the video. I wanted people to see and be able to put a face on hunger, because I think people want to help. People are inherently good, and they want to help other people, but sometimes you think maybe it's too big a task, or you're not able to, or it's too much. And you dehumanize it, too. It's, well, somebody's helping them out. But when you can put a face on it, like this little girl talking about how she goes to bed hungry, but she doesn't want to say anything because she knows her mom needs the food for the next day. It just, every time I hear her, it just, I get a little emotional. Jeez, I get a little emotional thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm running it here. I don't have the sound on because my speakers are all hooked up to the computer, but I'll look at it. But you also sort of have another promo, and you threw a challenge out to the community, and I know he's pulling people to test it. I have a feeling if Slim gets in, there'll be a few people following him there. But one thing I had a question of, if people don't have, like, a food bank around them and they really wanted to do this and participate with you, is there a way that they could either sponsor somebody or – you know, donate money in another way to make sure it goes to a food bank?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
What I would recommend is to email me at it's donatemyweight.ben@gmail.com. And I will, in a lot of cases, there are actually food banks around just about everybody, but maybe not necessarily the big Feeding America is the big one. It used to be known as America's Second Harvest when I started this, but now they're Feeding America. But there are a lot of church-run little food pantries and things like that. But if somebody's in an area, even an area of the world where that's not available, I can hook them up with another food pantry in another location close to them. To me, I prefer to give, and it's nothing against the large food banks, but I like to give to the smaller food banks or the food pantries like that, because I know they kind of struggle. It's the way it works is there's a large food bank, say Feeding America Food Bank here, for instance, in Allentown, and that large food bank services many other small food pantries in the community. And those food pantries do the best they can with the money they get, and they also get food from the larger food bank. So I prefer to donate directly to those smaller food pantries, because that food goes immediately out on the shelf, and that week when the people come in, it's immediately given out to them. And at the same time, they're the ones who really struggle, because you have the large food bank that it's more of a distribution site. The larger food banks, it just distributes. I don't think, matter of fact, in Allentown, I don't even think people are able to come directly to it. I think they have to go to their neighborhood food bank, and I like to help the neighborhood food banks, because often in those cases, the person running it, almost in all cases, the person running it is a volunteer, but often that person is spending an awful lot of money out of their own pocket just to keep it going.
Yeah, that's our local ones run out of a church and by volunteers from the local churches, so those are always good places to start too. And I wanted to ask you one last thing here, because we always do a challenge in the Warriors and Train group on Team DP Yoga. And if you wouldn't mind, I would like to make our December challenge to sort of push us through the holiday. I would like to piggyback your challenge and post it up as our December challenge, if that's cool.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. I'd love that.
Okay. Yeah, there's a few hundred people in there, and there's a lot of active, ravenous people in there, like Christina and Travis and, a few other people like Liz. And I'm sure that, we could help out, get the word out, and that'd be a good challenge. Maybe we'll partner it with some workouts and stuff, so, which is pretty
cool.
That would
be great. No, yeah. I'd love that. I'd love that. And I know you'd help an awful lot of people. So it's a win-win situation, you know. I always say it's like a lose-win situation. We lose weight, and the people that are hungry win. They get food that they need. And
absolutely, man. That's totally cool. Filling somebody else's belly while you're getting rid of yours. I like that.
Yeah. You know, and there's a misconception. I just want to say this, because people have a misconception about hunger, and people that get food from these food banks, that they're people who sit around all day and don't work. And I mean, while there are some people who are unable to, there's going to always be people that will abuse the system, and that's a shame, but that's sort of a fact of life. But the vast majority of people that use these food banks are people that are either disabled and unable to work, or people, I've seen this more than a few times, people who are working two and three jobs and still just can't cut it. And it's heartbreaking, because these people are doing everything within their power to take care of their family, and they just can't get there. And being able to help them, it feels great.
Oh, absolutely. I think any way you can pay it forward, especially this way, this time of year, is going to be an awesome thing for everybody. So, awesome show. Ben, it's been awesome having you on, awesome to talk to you. I talked to you here and there, maybe in a chat or whatnot, but it's been great for you to hang out with us for the past hour and tell people a little bit about yourself and share your story and let people know what's going on with the challenge. And that's at IamDonateMyWeight.com. Is there anything you want to leave with people before we sign off?
I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to thank DDP for allowing me to come on, and it's been a pleasure doing this. And I said it and sort of alluded to it before, but DDP Yoga has some great people in it that help others. And I think it's like you mentioned, that paying it back forward, or paying it forward, paying it back, and it comes down from the top. DDP helps so many people, people that, like me, you know, who are we? And at the same time, he also, and you know him a lot closer than me, and you've seen some of these things that I'm about to say, but he donates a lot more than people will ever know, and he gives a lot more than people will ever know. And to me, that big heart of his is passed down through DDP Yoga. And people pick up on that, and I think that's why our community is so willing to help other people. It starts from the top. And I'm proud to be a part of DDP Yoga, and I'm proud to be a part of this team. And at the same time, I'm happy to welcome anybody who's willing to help, whether they're part of the team or not. Anybody who's willing to help their neighbors and get involved in the community, please come visit www.iamdonatemyweight.com and join us.
Yes, bro, and we're so happy to have you, and I think the cause is great, and you're right, man. I think the best kind of charity is the charity that doesn't have to be said or mentioned. It's just done. And you know, that's what we're trying to do here. But I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank Jersey for calling in. I'd like to thank all the people who posted up questions in the chat room for Ben. Those are some awesome things. Don't forget that check the appearances on ddpyoga.com for where Dallas is going to be at. He's all over the place. This guy's worldwide. And ddpyogachallenge.com, we're going to have some more entries to announce, some more prizes that Dallas is going to be giving out, writing some checks to the most inspiring, most life-transforming people that are out there. We've got three more to go, and that includes the final winner. And don't forget, DDP Yoga Certification with Yoga Doc is happening, and there's a lot of stuff going on there. So check it out at DDP Yoga on Facebook. Most of the stuff's there, ddpyoga.com. Robert, is there anything that you got left?
No, I am good, bro. I appreciate it.
Can I say one thing I just remembered right now? I meant to say, if anybody does have a question or thinks of one after we get off the air, please feel free to email me, donatemyweight.ben@gmail.com. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, or if you have a comment or you need some help, please reach out.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. And please do, because there's always somebody who can match you, and always somebody for anybody who needs help on Team DDP Yoga that'll match you. There's enough of us out here that we can help you. If Ben's that person, man, definitely reach out. His hand's there. Please grab it. As for everybody else who's out there, don't forget to do your DDP Yoga. We're so glad you listened to us. We're so glad you're part of Team DDP Yoga and that you listen to DDP Radio tonight. Thanks to Ben. Thanks for Dallas for calling in and letting Robert and I sort of fill in for him. Those are big shoes to fill, and we're always happy to do it. And I love sitting here with Robert every Wednesday night. And thank you, Robert, for all your contributions to the team. And for everybody else out there, when the 10% comes a knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.